Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is made.
And welcome to the Council Connections show with myself, Michael Goodridge, and
Kelly McPherson.
Your Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra and Valley from Council. It's our last show for this year. How did that happen?
I am not quite sure. I'm not quite sure how we're in December, and I'm not quite sure how this is, what, our 11th show for the year?
Yes.
Remarkable. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
But time flies when you're having
it's
fun.
It's a banger of a show. Got a special guest showing on first off. Got some great guests, Emma, from our recording of about Double Dare Zine Group as well. And then finally, we've got a huge amount of shout-outs for upcoming Christmas carols and events and markets, both in the valley and up here. There's so much going on. It's incredible. It's going to be a huge show to catch up with, but also some amazing things happening in the valley and up here, and some good weather to come along with it, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a mix, haven't we? And heading into the studio today, Alan said there might be a little bit more rain on the way, but let's make the most of the sunshine while we've got it.
Yeah, absolutely. But our first guest, welcome Shona.
Hello, how are you, Michael?
Yeah, good, thank you. I'll pass over to you, Kelly, because I know you and Shona know each other very well and have got some great things to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. Well, Shona, Hillsville Living and Learning Community Development Extraordinaire, we obviously get to do quite a bit together. I'm really fortunate in my role that part of it is to connect in with the team at Hillsville Living and Learning, and wow, what a year it's been.
It's been crazy, and just the last month has been crazy.
Absolutely ramping up, and I tell you what, your team and yourself, you've been spearheading a lot of grant applications. It's grant season, and great way to celebrate. You've managed to snag a $26,000 Carers Victoria grant.
We did. I think it was 25.
Oh, 25.
Close though.
Yep.
yeah, really great programs to be run out of that. So, and it was quite contested, so we were really lucky to nab that one. Yeah, so that money is going to be used to run a carer support group, which has been quite desperately needed in this area for a long time. And we'll be looking to get together with some carers even before Christmas, hopefully, just have a bit of a chat about what they'd like to see us doing in that group. And then kicking it off from the end of January.
Yeah, and with that amount of funding, it's a real opportunity, and I guess there's lots of scope with what can be offered, because that's a substantial grant.
There is. It doesn't just cover the support group, though. It actually covers a work return to work program for carers.
Okay.
So for some carers, it's only a short-term gig, and for others, it can be longer-term. But either way, it means stepping out of the workforce for quite a period, and often it's women who are taking on that role. So it impacts their ability to return to work. And so we're looking at running a program to really identify things that they want to do when the time comes, and try and help them prepare for that. Or if the time has already come, look at options of what they can do next. But also looking at the amazing skill set that you develop while you're a carer.
Absolutely.
And often it's a bit like being just a stay-at-home parent. You'll often hear people say, I'm just a carer. But in fact, it's quite a unique skill set, quite a broad skill set, and lots of skills that can be transferred over to other areas. So
absolutely. Yeah. And there's that, you know, that resilience piece and the patience and persistence and the, you know, the troubleshooting, all of those things. And I imagine being connected in with a group like that would help your confidence too, to connect in with other people in similar situations that are returning to the workforce after some time away.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just having those skill sets recognised also builds confidence in yourself, because I think it is taken for granted that it's just something that people do, but actually not everyone can do it. It takes some pretty special people to take on the role of being a carer. So yeah, the other thing that we're going to be looking at is a grief and loss program. So grief and loss around sometimes losing the person that you've been caring for, but also grief and loss at the change to your life when you become a carer sometimes. So different stages of grief and loss depending on which period you're in the process of being a carer.
Yeah, and I imagine too with particular illnesses as well, the evolution and progression of that as well, I guess would lend it to, you know, having different stages of grief and working through what your new norm now looks like.
Yeah, that's right. And for a lot of people, whether it's a parent-child relationship or a husband and wife, it changes that relationship when you become someone's carer. And so there's a lot of loss and grief around the changes in those relationships.
Yeah. And those support networks and opportunities to connect are really vital, because the number of carers that don't see themselves as a carer, it's a real hidden army, isn't it?
It really is. And in the Hillsville, I think, or maybe even the Yarra Valley or more broadly, we actually have a higher number of carers than the average nationally and statewide. So we do have a large number of carers.
So an opportunity socially to connect over a cuppa, an opportunity to map some skills and be prepared to head back into the workforce. And you mentioned some community conversations to sort of help shape what those programs and activities might look like.
Yeah, so with people want guest speakers or particular activities, lots of self-care stuff. We'll be doing self-care workshops and trying to really change up the times and places that we're making those available. Mm-hmm. So mornings, weekends, evenings, because carers have varied ability to be available at different times. So making sure that we're trying to offer things so that people can come to at least one of those caring events over the months that we do them. Hopefully more, but just try and vary it so that it's available to as many people as possible.
Nice and accessible. Yeah. And I imagine no 2 days are the same. So that flexibility, I guess, to be able to duck into one session and maybe the next week it's a week where it's not going to happen, but there's another opportunity the following week. Mm. So that flexibility would be brilliant to support the carers.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be, having been a carer myself and not having been linked in with anything particular. I think there were some things outside of Hillsville, sort of statewide programs that you could get to, but it would mean almost a whole day out, and who has that when you're a carer? Mm. So really excited to be able to deliver that in Hillsville.
Yeah, and that self-care piece is critical as well, isn't it? It's okay to take some time out. We find that with our Pathways for Carers walk. So did you want to share a little bit more about what Pathways for Carers is
Pathways
like?
Pathways for Carers has been running for a few years. It's in conjunction, it's Yarra Rangers Council in conjunction with Villa Maria VMCH, and also sponsored by Beechworth Bakery and supported by the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. So we meet once a month, go for a little bit of a wander around Hillsville. We have guest speakers that chat along the way. Excuse me. Chat along the way to all the carers as we walk, and then sit down for a cuppa and a cake or a scone at the Beechworth Bakery and have a bit more of a chat and sometimes a presentation from the guest speaker. And we had a great chat with someone from Centrelink last walk, and the stuff that the carers didn't know, and they're pretty good at knowing their stuff, was just mind-blowing. So really valuable stuff was shared there, and really grateful. The carers were really grateful to have them come out, but all sorts of speakers and NDIS workers and and activities as well.
And a bit of a laugh along the way, just quietly.
Certainly.
Yeah, yes. It's a fun group. been going for a while now, and we're fortunate. We've had Tracy, our lead carer, on before, having a little bit of a chat during Carers Week, along with yourself, Shona, and look, it's a little bit of a laugh. It's a little bit of respite. It's a bit of an opportunity to press pause and focus on some self-care and connection. But there's those, like you say, Shona, those connections with services, local services and referral pathways, it's always just so much easier to talk about it over a cuppa, isn't it?
It's so, it really is. And some of these carers don't have a lot of access to or aren't very tech savvy.
Yeah.
And so there's a presumption by many of the services that people will just get online and find what they need, but that's not always as easy as that.
Yeah.
So to be able to speak to people in person and be nurtured through that a little bit is really important too. So we've got our end of year walk for Pathways for Carers coming up on the 11th of December.
So that's next Wednesday.
It is next Wednesday.
Yes,
from 9:45 we'll meet at Beechworth Bakery and we're going to head down to the community garden with Barbara and have some light refreshments down there and enjoy the space down in the community garden for the morning, which will be lovely.
And it's always a beautiful way to round out the year, isn't it?
It is. It's really nice.
Yeah. Bring people together. The garden, after this rain, I imagine, the rain and the warmer weather combo, the garden's going to be looking incredible. We'll pop on a cuppa and there's always some wonderful snacks and good conversation. And, yeah, it's a great opportunity to connect with local carers.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Shona. The work that you do to support Pathways for Carers, but carers in general and health and wellbeing through your role at Hillsville Living and Learning is second to none. And we're super grateful that we get to connect in. And, carers, feel free to reach out. You can check out the Pathways for Carers activities on Facebook if you're online. We've also got flyers in at the Hillsville Community Link, which is next door to the library there. But feel free to reach out to us too at council on 1300 368 333 and ask for our wonderful disability inclusion officer Amanda May, or downtown at the Hillsville Living and Learning. So what's the phone number there at Hillsville Living and Learning?
It's an easy one to remember, 5962 5982. You can also follow our Facebook page. So we've got lots of stuff coming up. That wasn't the only grant we received. We received a grant from Council for Community Conversations next year. So we'll be delivering 4 forums on community points of interest, which is really exciting over the year, and lots of other stuff going on with different programs that we're running. So now's the time to start getting on and checking all that out and setting out your calendar for the next year.
Yeah, absolutely, Shona. And you can always pop in too. So Hillsville Living and Learning new home, or not so new now, at the Hillsville Link next door to Eastern Community Legal and the library there. So pop on down. There's always a really big, colourful flyer of all the programs and activities, a ton of health and wellbeing programs on offer, and a lot of friendly faces to welcome you when you get there. So thanks again, Shona, for coming along today.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Shona. And it is such incredible work and really, like Shona, it's amazing work that you do in Hillsville Living to do, that's particularly for carers. Because like you said, a lot of carers don't recognise that they are a carer. And so having someone just have a chat to and talk about that and feeling that sense of camaraderie and connection around what that's like for people can be so different and so challenging. To have a space to connect and talk and walk is so, so, so important. So I really do thank you for all that hard work you do. And the Hillsville Living Centre is just an amazing space to check it out, the library, give them a call, have a chat. They're a great space. An exciting year next year as well.
Yes.
With the new projects.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So we didn't get them all. There's a few that I've still got to find funding for, particularly some youth arts stuff that we're looking to do. But, we're delivering 4 community conversations. The first one's booked in for March, being school can't. So some people will know that as school refusal. Mm-hmm. We've got a speaker from School Can't Australia coming to head that forum, which is really exciting. Then one on the female presentation of autism, which is really fascinating and a very much needed, and I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to that have raised that with me without even knowing that that's something that we've...
Yes.
It's just such a hot topic.
Yeah.
So really glad that we've got that coming. Perimenopause and menopause.
Oh.
And then the fourth is caring for someone with dementia.
Oh my gosh.
Looking at yeah. pathways for support for carers in that space. So
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to have you back. I'm so interested to hear those conversations when it comes up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We've got an Australian classic next for Christmas. It is Christmas. So here's some Paul Kelly and How to Make Gravy.
Is that supposed to be doing that?
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bells. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look after Rita. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing in line. I hear Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll pray to baby Jesus, have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Murphy and push the tables back, and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind that plays up and multiplies this matter. Turns imagination into fact. You know I love her badly. She's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some.
99.1. I'm Sophie from the Yarra Rangers Council Youth Team, and I'm joined today by the wonderful Ollie and Jacinta from Double Day Zine Club. Hey, Ollie. Hey, Jacinta.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us. Before we go on, I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge and pay my respects to Sovereign Wurundjeri and other Kulin nations as the traditional custodians of these lands and waterways. I pay my respects to all elders past, present and emerging who have been and always will be integral to the story of our region. And I'd also like to note that I'm calling in today from beautiful Bunurong Binurong country, and it is overcast, although getting humid. I hope everyone's doing okay with the weather over the last few days. Now, Ollie and Jacinta, thank you so much for joining me. How are you both?
Very good.
I'm really good.
Good, yes, good. No, I'm really, really excited to chat with you today about Double Day Zine Club and the amazing work that you're doing. Jacinta, so you've already done a little radio segment about some zine making, is that right?
Yes, I have, probably a couple of years ago now.
Yeah. Cool. And
so that's how I got started with, like, knowing what zines are. Out at Sticky Institute in the city. Some people might have been there or heard of it, and if they haven't, they definitely should go there because it's really amazing, especially for young people who are interested in zines. But it is in the city, which is very far away. So that brings us to us.
I love that. What a good segue, bringing zines to the Yarra Rangers. Can you tell me a little, or can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and the Double Day Zine Club?
You can go first, Ollie.
Alrighty. I'm Ollie. I don't really have much of a history with zines. Jacinta was the one that introduced me to them in the first place with her work with Sticky Institute. We kind of came to this idea to form the club kind of thing. For me, I know personally, it was about trying to teach the people around me more about, like, the issues and stuff that affect them, because I know personally for me in high school there was a lot of stuff going on in, like, our graduating year and even the year beforehand that I was talking about so much all the time to everybody I could, and I didn't notice anybody else really talking about it or caring about it. And that was really, like, I don't really know how to put it, but it was a bit, like, jarring to me that people not necessarily didn't care, but they didn't have, like, the resources and stuff to, like, explore and access this kind of information. And that's kind of what came to us making this, because I went to Jacinta and I really loved how the zines that Jacinta had been doing allow people to express certain ideas, but also collaborate and share those kinds of ideas, like, with each other. And just, like, creating that safe space where people can explore, like, those kinds of topics that are typically taboo in, like, everyday social situations and stuff. But yeah, that's me. That's my reasons.
Thank you so much, Ollie. And yeah, on to you, Jacinta. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, I'm Jacinta, and I got into the Double Day Zine Club because Ollie messaged me one day saying that she wanted to start a zine club for the Yarra Valley. And I, like we've talked about, have experience, not much, but a little bit of experience with zines and meeting some really amazing people and knowing how it feels to be in a room where everyone has come together for the event that we've put together and they're all really passionate about the same things as us. And it just feels fantastic. So when Ollie said this, I was like, yes, I'm all in. I'm so excited. And so that's how we got here.
I love that so much. And for all of our listeners at home, I feel like we're missing a bit of a link, and that is explaining what a zine is. So what is a zine, Ollie, or Jacinta?
I believe I've kind of come to the assumption that the word zine comes from magazine, because a zine is like a mini magazine. We do ours A5 size, but they can come in all sizes. I've seen some really, like, tiny little, like, size of your thumb, basically, zines. And you might have, like, when you're younger, have done that thing where you fold the piece of paper up into, like, I don't know, like 16 squares and then write some words on each page, and that's a zine. We do ours where when people come along, they make one A5 or two or three A5 pages, and then we put it all together so that we have a zine that's been contributed to by many different people. So, yeah, that's what a zine is.
Yeah, and zining also has a super, super rich history in politics. You'll have seen pictures of them all throughout the 80s, 90s. A lot of our history, you will find zines tied to certain political movements because it was a very, very big way that people in certain communities spread information. And it was a way that people could access information when the topics weren't really, like I said before, accepted in, like, mainstream kind of thing. And I believe that it is still a really, really lovely and awesome way to connect people like that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for explaining that. And thank you also for raising the history of zines. They are fundamentally a super political and also a really accessible way of speaking out, of finding and having a voice. And I really love that you're picking up this, tradition of maybe like refutation or, of empowerment. Picking that up from something that started, in my understanding, around the 1960s and placing it in the Yarra Ranges at this time in, 2024, and giving young people this space where, as you said, they can chat about and think through in a communal way the issues that affect them. And I really love the collaborative format that you use as well for this. How has the experience been running the group? So, or maybe a better question to start off with is, how does Doubles Daya Zine Club run? And how do the sessions, what do the sessions look like?
So basically what will happen, like when you're walking into one of our zine sessions, is I set up a bunch of magazines that we've collected from a bunch of different places, just all up and down the table. It can be a little bit confronting, I guess, because there is just so much and it looks like a bit of a mess.
Organized mess.
We'll walk in, everyone will be introduced to each other, obviously, if you haven't been there before. And we usually begin the session by opening with a conversation about whatever topic we have picked for that week. I might open with a question of my own. I might open sharing some knowledge. Jacinta might open sharing some knowledge. And just generally opening up the space for the people that are attending to ask questions or answer questions or like that kind of thing. And we start off with that. And once everybody's kind of spoken about what they want to speak about or had questions answered, we don't usually get through all of them in the first little segment, but we'll begin making the zines. People will make a little A5 page, like Jacinta said. Some people don't make a page at all and they just come for the conversation, which is absolutely fine, and we love that as well. But questions pop up during sessions, and it's just all around a very lovely collaborative and creative way to express and find out new things about the topics that we cover each week. There's no real specific structure to it, but that'll be a general session.
One thing that we're also really excited about is, as we're doing, we've been doing this not very long, but as we continue doing it, we're able to get some experts as well to attend our sessions, which is fantastic because they can really share their knowledge because they have a lot of it and they fill all the gaps that we can't. So that's very exciting, and I can't wait to have just really incredible and smart people come and share their knowledge, because it's really fantastic that they're open to doing that for us.
Yeah, that's so great. Thank you for sharing that, Ollie and Jacinta. And I also, I love the highlighting of like it being a knowledge sharing space, a space where you can chat and share knowledge. And I think that's really great and really empowering as well for the people, the young people who attend. So what have some of the topics been so far that you've been zining or chatting about? And what are young people getting out of this so far?
Our very first one that we did was feminism and its history. I felt that was a very good opening one because that's kind of what our whole zine is about, I guess. Like, history is big for everything that we do, and we're all very passionate about feminism, and it can connect to everything that we talk about. So that was a really nice one to do. And it was also very broad, so we will definitely revisit that topic and see more specific things under that umbrella. And we've also done fast fashion, which was, I really liked that week. We had one of our friends come along who has just an insane amount of knowledge about fast fashion, and she taught us so much. It was really fantastic. And then our third session was during Transgender Awareness Week, so that was our topic for that week, which was, I really enjoyed that conversation because it's something that I can't speak about. And we had so many people come along and share their experiences, which was just, it was just amazing. And I think we managed to create a really safe space for that, which I was really proud of. And then our most recent week that just went past, we did a pocket guide to sustainability. And we had an expert, Kate, come out, and she was fantastic and taught us so much. And then coming up on the 11th of December, our topic is homelessness. That'll be our last one for the year.
Wonderful. Thank you. So the 11th of December, how can people come along, or who is the Zine Club for, and where can they find out about it?
Absolutely any young adult who wishes to like engage in these kinds of topics or just have a conversation in a space where you're not going to be judged for not knowing things or potentially having information or opinions that might not be like completely whole kind of thing. And you can find us on Instagram, Double Dare Your Zine. We are put up on the library's website. You can find us in their events page usually by looking up the Double Dare Your Zine again. We're usually down at the very bottom, so we can be a little bit hard to find sometimes. And that is about it for the moment. We are looking to expand into a website in the future, which will be exciting, and that'll mean these zines are more accessible for people. But we will keep everyone updated on that and let you guys know when that is another option. But yeah, for now, Instagram and the library website.
Wonderful. And just in case you haven't seen it written before, zine is spelled Z-I-N-E. So at Double Dare Your Zine on Instagram. And I'd really recommend following because they post, like, you both post some really, it's great to stay up to date, but also to see, like, the progress of the zines over time. And yeah, again, the collaborative format of a zine is something I actually haven't really participated in before, I've seen, and it's so awesome. Like, yeah, I just love the collective that you're and the community that you're bringing together. It's so awesome. One thing that I'm really curious about that I haven't asked about yet is, where did the name Double Dare Your come from?
This is my favorite thing. It's actually from a song. Jacinta was the one that originally like introduced me to the artist and stuff. But if you look up the double dare, literally just the words Double Dare in Spotify, it'll take you to a Bikini Kill song. And I really love the lyrics of that particular song, and I thought it was pretty relevant to what we were trying to do. And so I kind of floated it with Jacinta, and I was like, hey, what about this? And she loved it, and here we are. But yeah, back to our Bikini Kill roots.
Yes. That's so awesome. Thank you. And thank you both so much for sharing first of all, for creating this amazing, incredible space for young people to come and be in community and learn, and also for sharing today. Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to say that you haven't had a chance to say yet?
Yes, I thought for anyone listening, if you are interested, we do our sessions at Lilydale Library. So if you're wanting to come along on the 11th of December, it starts at 4 p.m. at Lilydale Library in the children's room, I believe it's called.
Yes. Wonderful. And do people need to register, or can they just come on the day? And is it free?
It's all free. You can RSVP on the library website if you'd like, but just turn up and we'll be so happy that you're there.
Wonderful. Yep. And can you remind me again of the session times?
4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Awesome. It was so great. I had the privilege of being able to come along to last week's session, and I had the loveliest time. You can pop in for however long you like, however long you can stay. You can come and chat. You can create. You can just sit there and listen. It's a really open space, and it's really comfy, and I'd hugely recommend going and checking it out. Ollie and Jacinta, thank you so much. It was so great to have you on Yarra Valley FM. Jacinta, for your second time, and Ollie, now for your first time, chatting about your amazing project, Double Dayazine Club. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
No worries.
Is that supposed to be doing that?
Okay, sorry. Okay, we're starting now.
We're Bikini Kill, and we want revolution! Girls don't know!
Connection show. That was the Double Dare inspiration song for the Double Dare Zine crew. Amazing hearing that story.
Yeah, absolutely. And the music, like, I was just toe tapping. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a great beat.
I know.
Yes.
So good. But we have a few minutes left for the show, and we have 1001 events to shout out to, because there is so much happening in this area. We have to Christmas, Christmas carols, Christmas markets. Hey, do we do a ping pong list, Kelly?
Yeah. Do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I will. This Friday, we've got the annual Christmas market at the Waterwheel, Friday 6th of December, 4 to 8pm. It's a fantastic chance to see some amazing local artists and artisans selling their wares. Grab a Christmas present for all your family and friends. Come along. It's great to see that as well. So, Warburton, Waterwheel, in the centre of Warburton there, this Friday, 4 to 8pm. To you, Kelly.
Okay, then we're jumping back a day. Thursday, the 5th of December, so that's tomorrow night. The wonderful team at Hillsville Traders, the Hillsville Traders Group, are putting together a late-night shopping, Christmas shopping event in Hillsville. Oh, nice. So, you know, I don't know whether we're early or late. I know I certainly haven't started any Christmas shopping, so I'm not sure where that puts me on the spectrum, but a good opportunity to support local. Check out what local businesses have got to offer, have a chat to the shopkeepers, and you know, keep the money flowing locally within the local economy.
Yeah, great to support local traders. And we have the Wild Summer Festival Mini Market at Don Valley Hall on Saturday, the 14th of December from 12 to 3. There'll be some great Christmas gifts, handmade treasures, plants, seasonal produce, and a barbecue by Don Valley Primary School. Come along and sing some carols as well, a bit of barista coffee, and you might even meet a very jolly person wearing a red hat and giving out presents there as well. Come along there. So that is Saturday the 14th of December, 12 to 3pm at the Don Valley Hall.
Okay, and the same said person in a big red suit with a fluffy hat and possibly a fluffy beard as well will be visiting the annual Christmas tradition that is the Hillsville Community Carols. So a night of community fun and festivities. There'll be plenty of fun for everyone. It is a family-friendly free event, including Christmas crafts and tattoos, photo booths. The big man's visiting, Santa, some glow merch, fairy floss, food vans, and of course carols, Saturday the 7th of December between 5:30 and 9pm at the Queen's Park Soundshell in Hillsville.
Beautiful. And if you love carols and you want more carols, I've got more carols for you. We have the Yarra Junction Christmas Party and Carols on Sunday the 15th of December from 4 to 6:30pm. The lawns of the All Saints Church right in the centre of Yarra Junction, proudly presented by you by the Yarra Junction Community, Yarra Junction Township Group. Come along for some joy, some Christmas carols, a free sausage sizzle, some free face painting, course carols, and again there might be that same jolly man coming to visit as well. But if you don't live in Yarra Junction, you're a bit down the line, on the same day, Sunday the 15th of December in Wandon, there is a carols there as well at the Wandon Baptist Church. That's on again at 5pm till with a 6pm start for carols. We've got amazing artists there performing carols and sing-alongs, sausage sizzles, some lovely face painting activities for kids, and of course the Jolly Man will be there as well. So both those events on the 15th of December in Yarra Junction and in Wandon.
Santa's going to be pretty busy.
He is.
In the valley. And
how does he do it?
And further afield, I've got no idea, but he's a magical man, so he manages to do it every year. So rest assured, he'll be there. Changing pace a little bit, so moving from carols to Corindirk. So on Saturday the 7th of December, there's a really special, unique opportunity, Yelling Booth, Yelling Boo and Yirrum Boy on Saturday the 7th of December at Corindirk, 19 Barack Lane in Hillsville. And it's an event hosted by Wandoon Estate Aboriginal Corporation, and it's to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the closure of Corindirk Aboriginal Station back in 1924.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to come together and reflect on Corindirk's impressive, community's impressive effort to gain autonomy. And obviously the powerful narrative still holds relevance today. So it'll feature a Labiri production of Corindirk, which provides context of how Corindirk came to be established. And there's an opportunity to share some stories. And award-winning singer-songwriter Moody Moody man Kutcher Edwards and trio will perform as well. So one to not to miss. So Saturday the 7th of December, 4 till 9. Gates open at 3 and carpooling is encouraged.
That is a not-missed event. It's absolutely spectacular. We have Friday 13th in December as well, but don't be worried, there's some amazing events happening. We have one for the Upper Yarra Landcare Christmas Picnic and Spotlight, the Yarra Junction Recreation Reserve. Come and join the Landcare members for an evening picnic and spotlight walk along the Little Yarra River. Bring on your own food, drink, chair and a bit of a torch. The Little Yarra River at the back of Yarra Junction Rec Reserve is a beautiful walk. It really is. If you haven't been there, please come along any time of the day. But Friday 13th at 7:30 p.m. it's a great chance to meet the local members of the Upper Yarra Landcare and do some spotlighting as well. And on the same night, on Friday 13th, if you live it down the line again, down at Montelancy, they have a Christmas twilight market and movie as well. So a free market and your paid movie night as well, but a free market is a great chance to grab some beautiful works from the local artisans there, from wood turning to jewellery making to weaving. An incredible spot there from artists who do amazing work throughout the year and sell their wares. Great, come along, grab a present. And also, after that, they're showing the movie Elf. Outdoors, that is a paid ticket event. You can find tickets at the Montelancy website as well, but a great chance for a family-friendly event there as well.
And back to the carols theme, but this time across at Yarra Glen. So Yarra Glen's Carols by Candlelight are on Saturday the 14th of December between 7 and 9pm at Mackenzie Reserve in Yarra Glen. Another fun evening for the family and friends to come together. Fun performances. The big man, Santa, will be there as well. He'll pop across from all his other commitments. There's going to be a free sausage sizzle. Obviously, gates are open there or available from 6pm, and it's a perfect chance to pack your picnic blanket, gather some family and friends and just get involved in the festive spirit.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And to make gathering people tomorrow at the Redwood Centre in Warburton at Brushy's Play Space. They have a lovely morning tea coming on at 10:30 a.m. till 12 p.m. So come along for mums and the carers. Come along, bring little ones. Have a fun morning, have a connection chat, meet other parents, enjoy morning tea. And explore some lovely activities for the kids there as well. That's at Brushy's Play Space at the Redwood Centre, which is tomorrow morning at 10:30. And that space is open Monday, Tuesday and Thursdays every week as well, just to pop in if you want to meet a parent and hang out. The space there for you to do a lovely little indoor space for parents to and carers to connect and enjoy and get a reprieve from this hot weather as well.
And I think my final event, I mean, there's a lot on, but just a reminder, I guess, that Pathways for Carers end of year walk is next Wednesday. So Wednesday, the 11th of December, meeting at the Beechworth Bakery, who sponsor the Pathways for Carers walks in Hillsville at 9:45. And the group will wander down. It's a friendly social group. We'll wander down to catch up with Barb at the Hillsville Community Garden. We'll have a yarn over a cuppa and a bicky, and it'll be a wonderful way to come along, learn a little bit about Pathways for Carers, but also what's happening in Hillsville from local organisations. And it's just a chance to connect with other carers in the community as well, and a brilliant way to finish the year and I guess get ready for another wonderful year ahead next year. So everyone welcome.
Absolutely. And it is summer, so it is bushfire season as well. So I think 23rd of December is the official bushfire season starting in regards to from the CFA. But a good thing about to do your emergency plan. If you have a plan, get onto it. If not, you can jump onto the CFA or emergency app, a few different emergency apps there to help you plan that. But there's a special program out to it called the Emergency Planning Advice Service. Offers free person-centred support to help vulnerable individuals create bushfire and emergency plans. So don't wait, prepare now to protect you, your family and community, and learn more about the access to resources. This free program includes organisation for a first visit, discuss your personal risks and beginning planning. A second visit to develop and refine the plan, and then third step would be to do some final check-ins ongoing throughout the bushfire season, make sure you're staying safe. If you want to find out more about that program, you can go on the council website and search emergency planning, and you'll find the information there around that service. Or you can go to the CFA's website, and it's CFA, and it's the Emergency Planning Advice Service. So if you just throw that into your little browser on your phone, your laptop, you'll find the connections there. Or you can call Kelly Hoffett at Council on 03 92 94 6764 and have a chat about how to support yourself. You need some support, or if you might have a neighbour or family friend who's needs some support and planning through the bushfire season, this is a really essential service, and it's free.
It is the season, isn't it? For carols, but also for fire prep. Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
I think that's it.
Amazing.
Yes.
A year. And look, a huge shout out to Yarra Valley FM as well for allowing us to host our Council Connection show. And Michael, it's just been an absolute dream teaming up with you to co-host.
It's great fun. And having so many fantastic guests, hearing their stories about what they're doing in the community is just amazing. We are absolute privileged to do the job we do, and support these incredible community members who, like Shona and all our guests we've had through the year, just there with absolute passion and care for community.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting off for the year. I'm going to leave you with a bit of Wham and Last Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.